Welcome to Ear Gas. I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. I got my co-host, the Long. Chef Ron.
Yo.
This is what we doing, y'all. We just had a chill night.
Chill.
Listening to some good old R&B. D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Chef Ron requested Brian McKnight. Crazy Love. And hey, y'all can laugh at us all you want to, man. You know, a lot of men around, but this is what we do. It's our profession.
Yes, sir.
We don't care if you like it or not.
Don't give a damn.
Because we going to make money either while y'all sleep, while y'all playing.
Shit,
these are people that we study, admire, and respect.
Mm. I appreciate.
You appreciate Brian McKnight?
I definitely do. It has got sentimental value, but yeah, I love it, bro.
Talk to me, why?
All right. So, when I was a kid, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Elementary school, basically kindergarten through fifth grade.
Kindergarten through fifth grade.
We had to take a 45-minute drive to get to my school.
Wait. What was your damn school
for? Yeah.
45 minutes to get to school.
Check me out.
What was your school?
Learned about over.
Oh, wait. Belgrade, but you was in Pahokee.
I was in Palm Beach. My mom had just bought a house in Palm Beach. So she wanted her kids to have a yard to play in. She bought a house or whatever. One of the first people to move to Royal Palm, bro. Black families, yeah.
I understand that, but why was you traveling 45 minutes to go to school?
Well, my school was a magnet school, so basically we learned two languages.
Okay, but you in Palm Beach, we got all that.
Yeah, but at the time, there wasn't all that. At the time, that school offered Spanish and English. Point being, my sister, who's 20 years older than me,
mm-hmm.
would drive me.
Cuz! Shout out to you, cuz.
Yes.
Yup.
She would drive me to school each day, you feel me, to 45 minutes. But during that time, Brian McKnight was the shit. And she had the biggest crush on Brian McKnight.
Pause. Brian McKnight is still the shit.
Yeah. Yes, I fuck so heavy. Okay. But during this time, and then like she fell in love with this dude who turned out to be a pretty good dude. At first, you know, I was kind of skeptical.
I think you're a pretty nice dude.
Nah. I mean, he's a good dude. They got married and shit, all that good shit.
Oh, this dude.
Yeah, she fell in love.
You
she fell
about
in love
Brian
with somebody.
McKnight. She fell in love with him.
No, go ahead. She fell in love with a dude
Continue.
From our city.
Okay,
you know
go
what
ahead.
I'm saying? Football player, whatever. Yeah, we good dude. Love him to death, you feel me? Family, brother. But anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of football, Mike, I got to ask you a question about football in a little bit. Go ahead.
All right, yeah. So, yeah, a little football star in Tallahassee. But anyway, she fell in love, and she'll play this shit every fucking morning, bro.
Brian McKnight.
Crazy.
No, just that particular. On repeat.
Jason's lyric soundtrack.
What? Hey, so I grew to love it, you feel me?
Yeah.
And now whenever I hear the shit randomly, I heard it one night in a car with a chick. And we singing that shit. I had to call her. I was like, bro, yeah, I just heard your song. She talking about, it's 12 o'clock at night. I said, I know, but I thought of you. You feel me? Because whenever I hear that song, I think of her.
Can I say something?
What's up?
Jason's lyric soundtrack was off the chain.
Off the fucking chain.
That
the
gave movie. Us the, If You Think You're Lonely Now from KC.
Yeah.
Yo.
I mean.
The movie fire too.
Of course.
Bro, right now, they got that shit on Xfinity. You know, I got Xfinity.
Yeah.
On Xfinity right now.
I got a DVD.
Okay. But no, it's crazy because, you know, last month, Black History Month, they put that shit as Black History. So I say, okay, that's real.
I got a problem with that, though.
I got a problem with the whole Black History.
I did an episode without y'all, and it said, who asked for Black History Month?
And why February?
But who asked for Black History
Month?
Okay, so let me tell y'all something. I don't know if you know this or not. Mike might know it, but you might not because you're a little younger. It started out as Black History Week. But it was not to learn about
Black history.
It was to celebrate the people who had achieved and that was back in the before we were even thought about being born.
Right.
So it was like it was something amongst African American people or African people, I should say, that they taught in that week. They praised our people for a week. And then America changed it to whatever the hell they wanted to
change
it to.
Y'all need a month. Forget a week. Y'all need a whole month.
Get in the ass.
But then they still don't even teach them kids shit.
No, it was not. It was never to be about teaching and learning in that month. It was about celebrating and praising the people who had achieved.
The people who did whatever they did to get to where we at now. It's supposed to be the great America.
Correct. Right. People who made the light bulb. First of all, no racism, but this is a fact. A lot of black people invented things for this country, and white people came in and patented it.
Took it and put a patent on it.
Okay? Patented it. So they stole it, really.
Cotton gin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fucking traffic light.
Traffic light.
We can go on and on about that.
For this.
Anyway, go ahead. Finish telling us about this story here.
So y'all will have to hear this music every day.
I mean, she didn't have to. I had to. She was the driver. But yeah, I mean, I grew to love the song, bro. And then now whenever we link up, like, you know what I'm saying? That's something we listen to, bro. Like, you know, she's 20 years older than me. So she 50 right now. But we hear that shit right now. You know, we used to think back.
Yeah.
When I was 5 years old, you know what I mean?
That's a childhood memory.
Right. It's a good memory. So I love the song. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bonding time.
Exactly.
A bonding time. Mike say hit him. No, he say hit him.
Oh, yeah, hit me up. I got the drink. You got the ice?
Yeah, I finna say Mike got the bottle.
No, brother, you got everything back there with you.
What the fuck is he got?
I got a bottle up here.
Yeah, it's another one back there.
No, he got it.
Anyway. Yeah. Mike, I want to ask you a question. And this has nothing to do with the music. This has everything to do with football. Do you know a brother named Lenoris Hester?
Yes.
Mm. I saw you in a picture with him.
Yeah.
That's my cousin.
Hester's your people?
Yeah.
I coach with him.
Yeah. Yeah, Devin.
Devin Hester, Lenoris. That's his brother.
They're my cousins.
From the mud.
Small world people. No, they from the mud. They from here.
From Palm Beach?
Damn right.
Dog.
Yeah, I know that's
coolest motherfuckers
out there, but I'm just saying.
Coolest motherfucking people I ever met, dog.
Yeah, that's why I saw you in the picture.
Down
the
earth.
I was promoting your single, Run It Up. Get y'all pre-order that.
March 22nd.
The Law. I'm good. Keep it back. Anyway, The Law. First single. Debut single. Will be a success. Mark my words.
I'm praying.
You already went viral. Before the song even came out. Okay? It will be a success. Pre-order it.
Already.
You can find it everywhere. March 22nd, it'll definitely be everywhere. I want y'all to go buy it, purchase it. If you can't afford to buy it, stream it, make videos of it. Make my brother the star that we know he is capable to be.
I appreciate you.
Okay. God bless the idea. God bless the thought. God bless the song. God bless you, bro.
My brother. Bless
and
you.
What you clapping for?
That's a salute, bro.
The church is up.
Hey. Thank you. I'm just asking what you clapping for.
I ain't
mad at you.
If you say some shit I like, it might be church. So whenever I hear that, it's church. Yeah, it's church, goddammit.
Preached?
Yeah.
You from Tabernacle.
Yeah.
You heard the song. What you think about it?
You hear me say? Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, no,
boy, man, I did. Hey, thank you for the opportunity, dog. Man, it's been a surreal travel, dog. Like unthought of shit.
Take your time, Pastor. they do that in church.
Because remember, dude, it started out with you approached me. You said, I want to write a song for you.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Then I was like, yeah, all right, cool. 2 weeks later, he come back with a beat, and I was like, damn, that's nice. And then it was like, week after week. We just meeting up.
Rehearsing.
And I'm like, where is this going? We meet up, where is this going?
I told you.
And then next thing you know.
I told you where it was going.
I knew where it was going, but in life, you meet a lot of people, and a lot of people say shit.
Talk that talk.
Yeah. They talk a good talk. But this is one dude I can say right now, if he talk that shit, he already walked it. We just finna walk that bitch again.
That's the thing. So, and you gotta remember that.
Nice.
When you do music, or when you, whatever you do, whether you chefing for people, like, let me brag on Cuz. This man did a commercial with Tiger Woods and who else?
Roy McIlroy.
All these.
Phil Nicholson.
Okay.
You feel me?
When you talk that talk, you gotta back it up.
Got to.
Okay? As black men, all we got is our respect and our word.
Yeah.
We behind the eight ball. We trying to catch up. So you got to make sure that you follow through on what you say you're going to follow through on.
Yeah.
That's important. That's very important because that's all we got.
And I can say word for word, this man followed through with everything he said to the T.
And I'm going to continue to follow
through. To the T.
I'm going to continue to follow through. But
I just love, man. I appreciate
see, we building a brotherhood here that's going to last. And I don't care where we at in the world.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I done had this before. I'm going to have it again.
And that's what's so crazy. You done been on the top of your high. I've been on the top of mine.
And Ron done been on the top of
mine. Ron done been on top. We done seen things, been places.
Everybody done been on the top of their game. Yeah. This is straight focus. But this is how people look at you. This world is a what have you done for me lately world.
Right.
So they don't get what you did 10 years ago. They don't care when you was making touchdowns and making 10, 15 yards.
Yeah.
They don't care about that. They care about what did you do for me today.
Yeah.
But right now, and not to cut y'all boys off, because this definitely is a great brotherhood, but we building a brand.
We already a brand.
I mean, a brand, though.
We already a brand.
Fire brand.
We already a brand, and we got people hating already.
Yeah, that is true. But I mean, I'm talking about.
I'm not gonna speak on this. I'm
gonna speak on
it. On grounds that it might have
been. I'm gonna speak on it.
Fuck it. Let's
you know
do it,
why? Because when I told, I told you this on podcast, maybe 6 or 7 podcasts ago. When you're a boss, you can say what you want to say.
Yeah.
You can do what
we
you want to do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna speak on it. Y'all watching me, and I know it. And we're gonna continue to put the pressure on you. So when the law drop his shit, it's a success.
Damn.
Now, what's a success to you ain't going to be a success to us. Because when we talking, when you thinking popular here in the States, and I'm thinking popular in London, Paris, Africa, Jamaica, Brazil, that's success to me.
That's what we going to do our show.
You don't have to be popular here. Okay?
What's America when you got the whole world?
Where, you look at Cuz and he's chefing up in restaurants and nightclubs, but you don't know what he gonna be doing when we go on the road and he our chef. He our personal chef and he making 6 figures a year. You don't know that. Y'all don't see that. But y'all watching and y'all paying attention to everything this squad do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay, and y'all can talk, y'all can hate, y'all can cancel us, y'all can put us out, and we still gonna make a way. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because we all kings.
Mm-hmm.
We got families to feed. We got families to feed, and we gonna do that. See, now, I seen the shift take place. When the law was just singing for people at night, at the end of the night, it was different. But now y'all see this man got promotions and billboards on the internet and the songs coming. Y'all hearing snippets. Your attitude changed. And we gonna tell you keep the same god doggone energy that you had when y'all thought y'all was in control. Y'all ain't in control of us. We building bosses over here. Mm. My cousin, Chef Ron, don't need you. Mm. He'll tell you fuck off right now.
Oh God.
And go get something else. The law. He got a whole nother career outside of what y'all think he got.
It is good.
I do what I want to do in life because I know what I done. I saved my money. I put my money up. Oh, I invested my money.
Give me that one. Give me some skin.
Yeah, for sure. God
damn it. Oh, God. Listen, hey.
The squad, we building right here. Y'all going to be hate. You either going to love us or y'all going to be hating for a long time. Take it how you want to take it.
So much easier to love.
Don't love
so
me.
It takes so much energy to hate.
No. The more they hate, the more we motivate.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. We motivate.
I need those haters out there. I do. I need
doggone
you.
It. What time is it? Somebody tell me what time it is. Somebody tell me what time it is.
It's go time.
No. Tell me exactly what time it is.
You know, I'm not carrying no phone tonight.
You left your phone home.
I ain't carrying no phone.
Pull your phone out.
I guess that'd be me.
Pull your phone out and tell me what time it is.
I guess that'd be me.
Tell me what time it is. I'm going to tell you what time it is.
God damn it. Where my phone at?
Shit, let go.
Don't worry about it. It's 3:07. Yeah. 3:07 in the morning. And we doing a podcast, and we going to tell you this.
It's 3:07, dog.
I just said that. You're late. Yeah. 3:07. Listen here. This is what we do. We work in the middle of the night. We work in the daytime. We work at night.
While y'all sleep.
And.
Sleeping right
now. We got to work 3-4 times harder than y'all to be successful.
You said.
My cousin, Chef, the chef. I want to call him the chef. You know, when I call you Chef Ron, I think of Ghostface. Ghostface the chef.
Hey, listen.
Raekwon the chef.
One thing for sure, though, I work 20 hours
out a day. But this what I'm saying. This what I get. When I think of you, I think of Ghostface and I think
like
of Raekwon.
Big time dudes.
Yeah.
I think of that. And I see stuff.
And this dude can chop it up, boy. Believe that.
I see things in a whole different way than regular people see things.
Right.
That's a God gift. Right. You got a God
I
gift.
I already see mine.
You got a God gift. I got a God gift. And this is, let me show y'all how tight we are, right? We bringing out things for the law, for myself, for Chef Ron. We got plans. We got goals. But if our hearts change and the law go on, I want to see him win. I want to see Chef Ron win. A lot of y'all don't want to see people win if it ain't with y'all.
That nigga's supposed to risk.
That's real.
If it ain't with y'all... What? Y'all don't want to see him win, and you ain't going to help him win. You going to throw salt in the game, but guess what?
Nigga right there, boy.
When God put it into fruition, there's nothing you as a man can do.
Or anybody else.
So this man going to win.
Regardless.
The law I'm talking about. Chef Ron going to win. You know why? Because we sacrifice.
But
we sacrificing time right now. You got some shit to do in the morning. He got some shit to do in the morning. I got to be on the radio in the morning, and we still here working.
Still here.
At 3:07 in the morning.
But, not speaking for nothing, but like I told you, if some shit goes sideways with one of us at the little situation we at now,
that shit is.
They might as well count that shit as going sideways with all of us, as far as I'm concerned.
She's a rock.
Bro,
yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, on God, bro. You can't, bro, what?
But sideways gonna come. That's gonna come from hate.
I know what it's gonna come from, but at the same time, bitch, now you done lost, bro. You done lost. You definitely lost me. Fuck you mean?
It ain't gonna be no loss.
I know it. But you ain't gonna get rid of one without getting rid of all. Fuck you mean? I'm gone.
Anybody get gone?
Well, you say that. You say that. Then it's gotta be their decision then.
Who cares?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying, Mike. Yeah. I understand that.
So you can't.
I'm not going nowhere.
I'm saying he can't walk out.
Who cares?
I'm not walking out.
I don't care, but I'm just saying.
Who cares?
If he thinks
and that
the way
ain't towards
thinking.
You, I'm saying who cares? Right. That's because Chico we know made a statement. It's not my fault I'm working hard. It's not my fault that things are happening. It's not my fault that we creating a brotherhood that's going to last. It's not our fault. It's your fault because you complacent in the situation you in, right. Which really ain't nothing.
It could have been a part of.
No, they couldn't have been a part of this.
Well, of course they couldn't because
only the real
going to
be.
Not,
only the real
but I'm just
be,
saying.
Listen, bro.
If you wasn't that hating ass.
No, they
couldn't.
Salty ass. You know why? That it wasn't in God's plan.
Bingo.
Well, if they wasn't that hating ass,
hold
on, they would be in God's plan.
We been to your house, both of us. Y'all been to my crib.
Yeah.
We done hung out. We done lived life up.
Yeah.
And they watching that and they holding that against us.
Amen.
They trying to make it hard, but it's going to be hard on them.
Ain't nothing hard. Ain't nothing hard for me. You know what? I never stress.
I ain't stressing.
No, 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 no. I mean, I never in my life stressed.
Because this too shall pass.
Whether I had the money I have now or whether I had $0, I never stressed because every time something came through to get me through to the next.
Well, I'm a different nigga.
And that's
okay. I stressed over some shit.
Yeah.
And even though I'm sitting where I'm at now, where I'm in a blessed place, shit. It's been time where the motherfucker be like, God damn, man. These bitches done turned my goddamn lights off.
Yo. Oh, God.
How the fuck am I supposed to?
You know why that happened?
You have not even seen the blessings you want to see.
But hold on.
But do you know why that happened?
In my whole blessing, I knew people in my life, family people, not even friends. I knew family people in my life that pushed me through those situations. And now it's to the point where I'm blessed enough where I can give to my family when they calling on me.
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
If that time ever so happened.
Do you know why stuff got cut off?
Nah, man, I figure it's just to me, honestly, I know God has my best intentions. Whether it's good for me that I feel or bad for me that I feel. Like you go through a bad situation, you think, oh man, that's the situation God trying to take you through to get to.
That's true.
Another spot.
But you could have avoided that.
I mean, either way.
I'm going to tell you why.
Either way, if I could have avoided it.
The mistake you made was stressing.
But even if I could have avoided it or not, regardless.
You could have.
If I could have, that's the direction God wanted me to go in.
If I could have, but I didn't. Yeah, hey,
that's the direction God wanted me to go.
You absolutely right.
That's where he wanted me to go.
Right. You absolutely
learn.
Right. I ain't gonna lie, you absolutely right. But see, you could have avoided it by not stressing. Because when you don't stress, stuff come to you. Because you a good guy. You a good man. We got our faults. We do what we do. But in the end of the day, we good the people.
Oh yeah, I know.
Okay, so if you would not have stressed, things would have came to you. And Mike, listen.
I believe that too.
I'm telling
that's the whole part of faith.
I'm telling you this. What you did, what you had to go through is what you had to go through to get the way you at now. Everybody walk different. But, you see, we here together right now. We here together right now to teach each other.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn from you.
Yeah.
He going to learn from you. I'm going to learn from him. I'm going to learn from you. You going to learn from me. We all going to learn from each other.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty.
Of and not feel inferior to each other.
Why would we?
Exactly. That you see that? Y'all see that? Both of, he said, why would he?
Why would we?
I said, who? That's because that ain't even what. That
we
ain't
don't
what
have
built
those
on.
Thoughts.
We ain't on those thoughts.
We don't have those thoughts. Those thoughts don't cross our mind.
It's about becoming a
better
a better person, period.
You can be strong in something and you got my back. Or I can be strong in something and I got Chef Ron back. Chef Ron could be stronger in something that both of us lacking in and he got our back. That's the brotherhood.
Everybody has a weakness. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everything has a weakness.
That's the brotherhood. That's the beauty of the fellowship.
You look at relationships when man and wife, the woman, whatever the wife's weakness is, the man's strength is. What the man's weakness is, the wife's strength is. And that's how you get that 100%. So in every situation, you're going to have a weakness.
The Bible say the wife is the helpmeet.
The helpmeet.
Okay?
Help me. Help me. And that ain't no diss to the wife.
That ain't no diss to the wife.
She just as important.
Because
she's the helpmeet.
Yeah. And the wife could be making more money than the husband.
But that's the help me.
But she the help me.
That's her role.
We are the leaders.
Man is the head of the household. Now, if he ain't leading like he should be leading, he ain't leading like a head should be leading, then why should I tell a woman that she got to follow somebody that ain't leading how he's supposed to be leading?
Okay. You got to get you a new guy.
Just to play devil's advocate.
Come on with it.
Who's to say how the fuck he should be leading? That's their situation.
God said it.
Oh, God
it's
said
all
it.
Written down.
God said it.
It's all written down what your obligations are.
God said it.
As a
God
man or as a woman.
And when God says something, we got to listen.
It said, the Bible says.
He's navigating our life.
Right.
The Bible says, wives, obey your husband. Husbands do what? Did they say husbands obey your wives? They said husband love your wife. See, if a husband love his wife,
everything
then she gonna naturally submit.
Everything else fall in line.
She gonna naturally submit. If a woman submit to a husband, he gonna naturally love her. And submit is not a bad word.
Submit
it ain't a bad
not.
Word.
We all have to submit.
Everybody got to.
We all have to submit to something.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, no, it's true.
No, I believe you. I mean, my thing is Remy.
Yeah. He's submitting to the Remy, y'all.
Yeah.
We talking about it. Hey,
ain't let me down yet.
We running the wrong thing.
We all have to submit to something.
You got to. Because you're not, there's no one person greater than...
Hold on. I feel all that.
Period. Because we all gonna live and die.
That's real, big dog. But listen to me. Boy, this is coming up.
Even the boss will have a boss.
Yeah. Man, yeah. This is a mighty serious podcast, though. Like, I'm trying to have a little fun.
We having fun.
I mean, I'm having fun, but...
All right.
And nothing else left. You're talking about, all right.
It's another bottle. We got another bottle.
Okay.
We have another bottle.
Yes, okay. I feel that bottle.
I'm going to calm down there. My bad, dog. My bad. I'm a little aggressive, though. You're right. My bad.
Listen, we all got to submit to something else. And listen, bro, we can't always have fun on this podcast. I mean, sometimes we got to have these kind of conversations.
I know it, but it's my first podcast in a while.
That's not my fault.
True.
I do remember one time we did come and ride
this. Sure. I was fucked up. I had a good ass night that night.
Let me tell you something, bro.
And I'm glad for you.
Thank you.
That's okay, but I'm just saying.
I wanted my motherfucking podcast.
Every night, we ain't gonna just drink and have fun.
I feel you.
Sometimes we gonna have to be.
But it's my first night back.
We got people listening.
All right, bet.
Okay, so we gonna have to be real sometimes.
We've been real.
We've been real.
We done gave them jewels. Now, can we go a little more, you know?
What you want to talk about?
We talking about, bro, what we
y'all
doing,
talking about life. Like, nah, just shit.
What we doing right now could be saving somebody else's life.
No, just shit. And I feel you on that. And
so what you want to talk about, Ron?
Bro, I want to talk about the topics going on in our everyday life.
Like what?
Oh, well, you don't really want to talk about that.
No, you don't want to.
Because you're going to have some more hate coming your way. They're hating us right now. Let's talk. You want to talk about that?
They hate. I enjoy that, shit. Though. Because you know what?
Now, why you take this nigga?
No, I ain't taking him. He's going there.
Yeah.
So I'm going there with him.
Yeah, they hating us.
They're hating us right now.
But if they wasn't hating us, what that mean? We ain't doing shit right. They supposed to hate us, bro.
You right.
I enjoy that shit. You think I'm mad?
That's why I say I need my haters. Yeah. I need those people that doubt me. I need those. I'm not doing it for you. Salty, I'm doing it because of you.
Somebody wasn't jealous, bro. That mean we ain't got shit going on.
Nah, I feel you.
Shit popping right now. They supposed to be jealous. Bro. They supposed to be hating. They supposed to be watching every live story come out right now.
Can I tell you something, bro? And this is the honest truth. I've been popping for over 25 years, and I'm tired of it.
Low key?
Like, I'm being honest, bro. People been watching me and talking about me and judging me and criticizing. Even my own family.
No.
And I'm tired of it. I just want to fucking live, get money with my circle.
That's it. My circle.
With my circle, bro. Circle. And do things with them. When I go to this man's house and I'm hanging with his family, I feel good.
Right.
And I hope y'all feel good when y'all come visit me.
Of course.
Okay?
It's a safe haven.
Because there's nothing that's going to happen that we not in control of.
Exactly.
There's not gonna be an argument between us that we fall out with each other. We done had some disagreements. We agree to disagree.
That's it.
Hold on. Before we get too far into this, you don't think we feel the same way though?
Hey, I hope you do.
We definitely do.
That's what I'm saying.
We been doing this shit for a while.
I wouldn't be fucking here at 3 in the morning if I did.
No, not like that. I'm saying he's saying he tired of popping.
I've
been watching.
No, bro, listen. When I tell you world tours, nightclubs, more women. Let me tell you why I stopped being so free with myself, because I started not remembering the women names. At one point, I could remember names.
My nigga.
And I'm talking about...
I don't remember names now.
I'm talking about thousands of girls' names. I can remember them. I stopped being able to remember their names.
Yeah.
I had to slow myself down. Yeah. I told Mike this before. Mm-hmm. I told this man, that I say, bro, I ain't out there like that no more, because I had to slow. I scared myself.
Yeah. I believe that. Mm-hmm. But you don't think we all had them experiences?
Listen. That's what we here to talk about.
Yours was a mega tour.
Five world tours.
Okay. I can't say I relate to that. But goddamn it, Florida. Bitch, I ran through Florida, goddamn it. I had a good ass time. Right now, bitch, I got my 4-5 wives, bitch, and every city in Florida, bitch. Major city.
All right, last time you made a statement, the next episode was retracted.
Let me retract that statement.
Listen,
right now.
I can say I
got my 4-5 girlfriends in every major city in Florida. Yeah.
I had my time. I have my time.
Hey.
I have my lady now.
Florida, what mean
my then? Time is past.
Yeah.
Baby, kill me.
Hey, girl.
Hey, they gonna set me up with this drink, baby.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
We got this, baby. Yeah.
Listen here, man.
But yeah, man. I know what you're talking about, dog.
Right.
I've been there.
Bro.
And
now,
it's
your
a,
shit
it's
was
a,
extravagant.
It's fucking honestly, a lot of niggas be hoping for that shit and wanting that shit.
But it's shitty.
That
it
shit
shitty.
Is fucking work and it's
shitty. Be
taxing.
Honest. It's shitty.
On your body and your personality. And like you said, you with people that you don't even remember their name.
Nah.
That's a problem.
That's a problem, bro.
If I ever contracted something from a woman and I ain't know her name, I couldn't even know how to find a woman.
That's a problem.
Gee, shit, when you look at it like that, hell yeah.
I know what city you was in, but it's a million bitches named Diana. It's a million girls named Brittany.
What's up, Bree?
Yeah, all
Ashley,
that.
Ashley.
What's up,
Ashley?
Well, we know what those names mean to us.
Yeah. Don't touch.
Do not enter.
Yeah.
And we know them.
Yeah.
Every day we see them.
Leave that alone.
I be having to stop niggas from touching. Hey, boy, listen, boy. You like your dick? Don't touch it, boy.
Listen here, bro.
Nah, I have my wife, though.
This brotherhood means more to me than the people we know.
Of course.
And that's saying a lot.
All day.
This brotherhood, I ain't crossing you and I ain't crossing you.
Right.
For no amount of money, no amount of beauty.
Yeah.
None of that.
No, we're on the same page.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's.
I'm just saying, bro. I mean that.
Hey, just to have that security. All bullshit aside, because the world is full of bullshit. Trust.
All of it is bullshit.
A whole lot of bullshit.
I'm not crossing my bros.
But just to have that speaks volumes.
And that brings me back.
And I'm gonna say this. Even if y'all niggas would have ever crossed me.
No.
I ain't. We just hypothetically. Okay, even if y'all was to ever cross me, I would stop talking to y'all and not deal with y'all rather than cross y'all back.
Right.
I was going to finish this statement.
That's true.
But
I say, you know what?
Yeah, I'm done with you.
I can't fuck with my dog. I still got, I hope he do good, but I ain't fucking with him.
Yeah.
You better than me, because you know what I say? I say, remember Albie, goddamn it. Remember Albie.
Albie sure?
Huh? Who no, fuck it? No, nigga. Albie at your mama house later on. Hell yeah. What the fuck?
I ain't gonna do that. Cause when I got genuine love for somebody, bro.
Yeah, that's
nah, you know you're talking shit.
I'm not, but you know everybody ain't like that.
Yeah.
There's some people who
I tell you straight.
Hang out with you and your wife or hang out with you and your girl and they be in their mind scheming.
Plotting and scheming.
Okay,
but
that's not me.
When buddy told
now, once upon a time, that was me.
Yeah, of course, we're young.
As you grow.
Hold on.
No, you hold on.
I'm trying to tell you something.
The South got something to say.
Hold on.
You know what that is?
No, hold on.
You don't know what that is?
No.
That's Andre 3000 at the Source Awards.
Yeah.
He said the South got something to say.
That was in the middle.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hold on, though.
The South got something to say, too.
Now, you remember, I told you they come out there talking about, he's going to start working 4 or 5 days a week. Okay, I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about, but I know one thing, though. If y'all get rid of my dog, bitch, guess what? Y'all got to find a whole new style.
Why? Because I said I can only do these days?
I don't care what the reason is. If I show up there and I know you're supposed to be there, you ain't there, bitch, I'm going home.
Let me tell you something, bro.
I'm going home, man.
That was the decision at that point, Mike. Because I tell you, I can only do this time and this time.
Right.
Because listen. I got other stuff going on.
Right, listen.
That's hate.
Yeah. So if I show up,
that's hate.
You supposed to be there.
You hating because I'm doing something without you.
Right.
Look, I showed up and I was told that I didn't.
Even then, I'm gone.
But what I do? I say no. I'm working tonight.
But and you know what?
But if I didn't, if you so choose to tell me whatever that I ain't working, don't call me tomorrow.
Us, brother.
Period.
But this is the thing what y'all don't know. Before I got into professionalism, I was dice.
Yeah.
When I'm in that mind frame,
I already seen it.
I know you seen it, but Ron ain't. And this what I'm telling you. You ain't safe.
This nigga ain't safe. This nigga's off the chain, man.
What the fuck I ain't safe?
No. I ain't talking about you, bro. I'm not talking about you, cuz.
You talking about anybody.
You always safe. What I'm talking about is those people who are against us.
Yeah.
As a conglomerate.
Yeah.
Because that's what we are. When we come together, we are a conglomerate.
Yeah.
Man, this nigga talk reckless.
Listen, bro. I don't talk reckless, bitch. I mean every word I say.
The truth.
And I'm ready to go to war with it.
Yeah.
Like hold on, bitch.
Like Pimp C say, nigga, I said it and the fight come with it.
Yeah.
So, when you start getting touched and you start losing things and it's not me. That's somebody else. I don't know who touched you. I don't know who robbed you. I don't know who did what to who.
This nigga be talking reckless.
I ain't talking reckless. I mean.
I know you mean it.
That's why I keep your motherfucking ass
as GT.
Listen, bro.
Fucking dice come out.
I feel that.
And now I gotta put on my extra cape.
No, you don't.
I gotta put on hard bottom boots.
No, you don't.
We stomping bitches.
I told you this before.
Nah, nigga.
Nigga, when I say you,
this
bro,
nigga
you
don't give
bro.
A shit. He don't give a damn about shit.
Listen, I feel you.
Nathan.
You ever seen a movie called Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah.
All right. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Boom. Man, like I said, I feel
we like GT.
You know damn well I feel
you. All y'all haters going to love Dice.
Stop hating or you will eventually come across something you don't want to be a part of.
You going to love it. You going to hate that you love it.
Nah, y'all going to love it.
You going to hate it.
They already hating.
They hate that they love it.
They hate you. They hate you and they hate me and they won't never say it because they cowards.
I mean, you can say it. I mean, I won't.
Damn, they won't say it because they cowards. Did you hear what I said?
We're not fighting you. Just tell me you don't like me.
No. Did you hear what I said?
I know.
They won't say it because they cowards. Cowards never tell you exactly what they feel about you.
Well, I'm going to keep on giving these pussy-ass niggas a reason to hate.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let them hate. Because guess what? Whether I got you or you got me, I don't give a fuck.
We got each other. Fuck it.
That's a brotherhood. Yeah. When I say a brotherhood, I mean a brotherhood.
Yeah.
And ain't no corporate motherfucker going to tell us what to do. Now, take that how you want to take it. Fat man.
Run, tell that. Run, tell that, nigga.
Fat man.
Him downstairs.
Fat man.
Yeah.
Fat man. I'm going to say it again, fat man.
So you know who he is.
Who give a fuck?
Hey.
I was that before you. I will be that with you. And I'll be that after you.
And best believe,
after you, I'm going to go harder because now I got to show you what I was before and with you.
Mm.
Okay? The law got to show you
damn
what's coming. Chef Ron got to show you what's coming.
Trayvon say fuck
you. I don't care. And Chico, you can play your games all you want to. But when your family fucked up and dead, it's an awful thing.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
I know you don't, but I do. There
you go. I don't know where we went with that.
I know you don't, but I do.
All right, Chico. Ooh, I'm a Chico.
How many Chicos you know?
Chico, eat a dick.
How many Chicos you know?
That's a run, saying that.
How many Chicos you know?
Yeah.
I'm done.
You know quite a few, right? You know quite a few Chicos. That could be any Chico. That could be
Chico
you know, a Chico you familiar with.
I'll be Chico.
Chicos walk down the street with Heinekens and Modelos all day.
What? Hey. Talk to a lighter subject.
No, ain't no lighter subject.
Hey, let me first. Hey,
I told y'all, y'all fucked around.
What the fuck? Hey, you know what the fuck that was, goddammit? Yeah.
Let me tell y'all.
You take your bitch general, huh?
I know what the fuck it was. I was trying to divert this shit.
Hey, said, I don't know what the fuck that was.
I don't know where we just went with this.
That bitch was Yo.
You ever heard of a Colombian necktie?
Yo.
You ever heard of a Colombian necktie?
Yo, motherfucker.
Colombian necktie. You ever heard of it?
Hey, we're going to take a short commercial break.
I think that'll be the best decision.
Everybody's here.
We'll be back after these messages.
Come back.
That's me.
Yo, welcome back to Ear Gas. We are your host.
We're back.
The Law, Chef Ron, and you know me, Jamori Kennard. We sitting here having a conversation about what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. We had that offline. Off air.
Yeah. And rightfully so. Rightfully so.
And I stand by everything I said.
Everything. If I offended anybody in this whole little conversation, I meant every damn word I said.
Every word.
Everything.
So, we go back to talking about these hating people.
Hate.
And how they tried to stop your shine. Or they didn't let you do what they promised they was going to let you do. Or you ignore everything I told you, knowing I told you.
What I told you.
Well, what I told them was a lie.
Ignoring what I told you.
Ignoring what I told you about who I told you. That's not snitching. That's what you already know. Okay? I'm not a snitch, and I ain't gonna tell on nobody.
No.
But when you know what you know, it's like Pusha T say, if you know, you know.
Okay. I got the power of the pen. I mean, I'm writing this story.
I am writing the story.
You want to know what I know?
I'm writing
Put the pen to the paper.
I'm writing the story. I'm the author.
You won't fuck me before I fuck you.
And you think you the author, but you're not.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy told me this. Nothing beat the cross but the double cross. Okay? And when I told you, Chef, I get my daddy, I meant that. Forever. And if you don't know who he is, you can look him up and see who he is.
You done.
I ain't going to talk about that on here because I might incriminate him.
For real.
Yeah, this ain't no first 48.
Hold on, what is shit with left?
It ain't go left, man. It ain't. Look, the law over here, he trying to be politically correct.
I got to be politically correct.
No, you don't.
I have to be.
No, you don't, because in about 60 to 90 days, you're going to be your own boss. You ain't got
to
be.
I want to be that boss.
You are going to be. And we ain't got to be politically correct. We going to be ignorant and indignant. And not rude, but we're going to tell y'all about yourself.
Like it is.
Very shortly. Very shortly. So if you think on crossing me, you better think again.
Hey, you run my name, all I'm going to say is, listen, this ain't even a threat. This ain't even a threat. If you run my name through your mouth,
kill them all.
No, hey, let me say what I'm saying.
I'm just saying. Hey, I want to rewind that back.
Hey, if you run my name through your mouth, just be ready and prepared to explain yourself and why the fuck my name is in your mouth.
And be prepared to kill them all. Kill them all don't mean we gonna kill you, shoot you, stab you.
We're not killing shit.
That's a lie. I will. Don't. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. God dog it.
I need a dog.
And listen, man. Let me say this again. I'm gonna say this. I said it not on Al, but I said it to the individual. If a man work for his money, y'all pay that man his money.
Pay him his money. I demand my money if I work for it. I demand that.
If I throw my money away, that's on me.
Whatever I do with it, that's
me. But you give me every penny you owe me.
What the Bible say, give Caesar what is Caesar?
That's right. You give me what I work for.
Give me what I'm due.
It ain't my fault.
If
there's some extra shit went on.
Yeah.
What am I due? What's my hourly wage?
You give me what is owed to me. Or don't feel bad when I take you to court. You see, I'm a corporate gangster too.
Oh God.
I'ma take you to court. And I'ma ask for triple what was owed to me. For the simple fact, you don't know if I had a light bill or rent or a mortgage. You don't know that. I could have lost my house because you didn't pay me what you owed me.
You did remember that time?
You Michael Jackson now, huh? Remember the time?
Remember. That's Listen, real. If you work for your money, if you work for your money, a man should be... comfortable with going after what is his.
I shouldn't have to ask for it.
I shouldn't even have to ask for it. It should be given to me.
But I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm not going to make a big deal about it. And I'm just talking about myself. That's my personal preference, my personal opinion. And I'm like Bobby Brown. It's my what? Prerogative.
I'm gonna ask you about that shit.
I already asked you. I ain't gonna beg you. I'm gonna keep it in your mind, but I ain't gonna beg you.
And I'm gonna ask you once, maybe twice. Because twice I really need that. But
give me what is mine.
Give me what's mine. Because it's already accounted for. That shit is already accounted for. So when you want to go and take food out my mouth, the money's already counted for. You can't do that.
Nothing beat the cross but the double cross.
Double cross.
Okay.
We practice that shit daily.
Now, we coming to a close. We didn't expect for this thing to go this way, but it went this way.
And that's what it is.
And I ain't mad. And I mean every word I said. If you feel offended, you should. If you feel offended by what any one of us said tonight.
We meant every.
Not only did we mean it. If you felt offended, that means you feel guilty. Because if you don't feel guilty, that means you don't believe we were talking to you. But if you do feel guilty.
You got some things you need to work on.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
What's wrong with you, man? You're itching.
I know it. And unless you're asking, I'll probably tell that shit.
To what shit?
About the food truck. It's a Benadryl, bitch.
For that word, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
Hey, my cousin like to use this word, bitch. The law just brought it up to us tonight.
Hey, bitch.
That's
for real
his word.
Shit, bitch. What you doing, bitch?
I tell you what. Bitch. Y'all been out fucked with. Y'all got, some people to deal with.
Can't say shit to them.
All day,
bitch. Anyway. And I'm asking y'all, don't say shit to them.
Don't. Because I ain't wrapped too tight.
Because I don't want to tell you.
I'm not rapping.
I'm asking you, please don't say shit to me.
Listen, I'm in the same mind most of the time. But 2% of the time, I am not.
2% is a lot.
A little red nigga.
That's a lot, bro.
A little red nigga from South Florida. And when I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And when I tell you I'm going to act something, I'm going to act something. And when you try to do me something, I'm going to do you something.
2% is a lot.
You right.
Don't fall for that 2%. It's a lot.
Listen here, man. We got a discussion coming up soon. And when we get to this discussion, y'all better say the right things. Because what y'all don't know and y'all don't understand is we are coming from a status to boss level. This man got a record coming out.
Bless.
And we already got the second record ready.
And it's fire.
Chef Ron going to be doing his thing. He got a record coming. He got skits coming. Y'all know what I've done. I'm going to do it again for myself this time. You play with us, I guarantee you. How many family members you got that'll ride for you?
All of them.
How many family members you got that'll ride for you?
I got 2 million to count.
Okay. And I know how many I got.
Just show, all 3 families alone.
The show American Gangster. The Palm Beach Post. Y'all can go look up who my people are. Okay? Real deal. They doing movies and documentaries about my old boy and his family right now. I grew up under them. I don't know if y'all know what the law looked like, but you need to go look him up.
Screen it up.
A big man. Chef Ron, a little man, but he carried big fire.
Big fire.
Okay. If I had to sum up the law and Chef Ron and compare them to somebody, I would compare the law to maybe a Bam Bam Bigelow or Andre the Giant.
Damn, my dude. Y'all know about Bam Bam Bigelow.
If I had to sum up
young ass
who Chef Ron was, I would sum him up to somebody off the wire.
As long as I ain't Omar, I'm good, bitch.
Omar was that nigga, bro.
Hell no.
Even though he did what
Omar
he did. Yeah. Well, include Frankie in that. Or include the other guy who say he like transvestites or whatever.
Tell me Omar good.
I ain't got to tell y'all.
I be Brother Good Right.
Who?
My dude.
You be who?
I'm Brother Good Right.
Nah, don't be Brother Good Right. You know who I compare you to?
Right.
A gladiator. No. A little nigga. Rey Mysterio.
Right.
Rey Mysterio ain't even play.
Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio was a little short. Nigga who ain't nobody even fear until he made them fear him.
Yeah.
Okay?
I feel you.
Yeah, you don't feel me.
You go look it up and you'll feel
him. You ready to go to sleep.
Who that?
You! You! Bro, you!
I know who Rey Mysterio is.
I know you know who he is.
Yeah.
But I know you don't see the comparison. Rey Mysterio took down giants. Rey Mysterio had no fear. Rey Mysterio spoke his mind. That's you. Hey, man. This is Dear Gas. To the next episode, we love y'all.
Peace, love, and happiness. Be yourself. Because it's hard being somebody else.
Try this. Till the next time y'all hear our voices together. Love, peace, happiness, nappiness, and hair grease. And don't talk too much.
Keep your mouth closed and your ears open.
Ear gas.